Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Vernon Crabb, Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Victor, Charlie. April 11. Vern, VK4FVC, has gone silent key in Townsville following a long battle with cancer. Vern was a long-time member of the Wireless Institute of Australia until illness forced him to cancel his membership, was also a long-time member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, using his Morse skills to support the on-air slow Morse training net for many years. He was also a participant in the 3599 kHz gnarly net Morse section right up to the final days of his life. Vern certainly was a Morse man. Vern grew up on the family farm near Woodstock, North Queensland, was always keen to learn how and why things work, which was a much-needed skill in farming life where most repairs were done on site. It was here he also garnered his interest in amateur radio. Vern chased DX from 20 to 6 metres, making many friends on air. With wife Nell, they were deeply involved in the local community, both serving on the local Progress Association and PNC committees. Vern, VK4FVC, became proficient in Italian and Spanish, enabling him to have an edge when snaring rare DX. Vern and Nell also obtained a rainbow bus, converting it to a mobile home called the Crab Pot, which they used to tour Australia. Later, a second, more modern bus, christened Crab Pot Mark II, again with amateur radio gear, then a catastrophic failure in insulation on the lithium-powered auxiliary power system caused complete destruction of Crab Pot Mark II, with Vern and Nell escaping with just the clothes on their backs. So, Crab Pot Mark III was acquired, and more trips to relatives transpired. Vern and Nell attended amateur radio communication support events when they were in the local areas, supported local amateur radio clubs in the area with their attendance at social events, and kept travelling as long as they could. Vern became silent key on April 11. Sincere condolences to Nell and family in Vern's passing. His celebration of life will be happening Tuesday, the 21st of April, 10 a.m, St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Durrigan. Vale Vern Crabb, Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot Victor Charlie. Another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
A big hi from the Darling Downs Radio Club. This would be Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club. And coming up, important breaking news about the monthly meeting, an AX reminder, it's a good time to join the club and save a bit, and our next lunch is on the 26th of April. That's the headlines. Here's the real news. Our April monthly member meeting is tomorrow night, which would be Monday, the 20th of April. We have a special guest presenter and a special guest topic, Free DV. What do you know about Free DV? Free DV is an open source voice coding mode that probably sounds on air like a raucous burst of digital data, but if you try to decode it, it isn't a modem, and it isn't FT8, and it isn't PSK, and it isn't a whole heap of other things. Here are some interesting factoids. Free DV uses lots of carriers in about 1.5 kilohertz of spectrum. It will punch through with 100% pleasant readability when SSB would be completely obliterated. It's been developed in Australia and it's available right now. Peter, VK3TPM, is a member of the leadership team for the FreeDV project, and he's joining us to introduce you to FreeDV and help you to get started. FreeDV is available right now, and it doesn't require a special radio or modifications. If you can get sound in and out of your rig, chances are it will work. The meeting's going to start at 1900 Eastern Time, and you can attend remotely via the link that's at the top of the calendar article on the DDRCI website. Go to ddrci.org.au and click from there. No registration is needed, so join us online, or if you're coming in person, just turn up at the Scout Hall in Victory Street, Newtown. We will have beverages and Tim Tams. ddrci.org.au. An important reminder, Anzac Day is next Saturday, and it's one of those special days when you can swap AX for VK in your call. And that works for POTA and contests. So go for it. We had a great time at Redfest last week and we said hi to a heap of people. It's a good time to remind you that membership renewals are coming up at the end of June, but if you're not a member, here's a deal. Join DDRCI right now and get almost 3 months of membership for free. That's right, the membership year starts on the 1st of July, but if you join DDRCI right now, then we give you up to 3 months free and you really help the club by being a member. So head to the website and right at the top, there's a big Join Our Club button. That's the one to push. And then follow the instructions. Speaking of following, if you're following the 52-week amateur radio challenge at hamchallenge.org, the week 17 entry is get together with others for a preferably in-person radio activity. So how about this for timing? Our informal come and have lots of fun bi-monthly club lunch is next Sunday, the 26th of April, and that's just inside week 17. It's also the day after Anzac Day, in case you hadn't noticed. We're meeting at the Fire and Ice Cafe at the Southern Hotel in Ruthven Street, Toowoomba, starting from around 11:30. We'd appreciate an RSVP. You can send a quick email to lunch@ddrci.org.au and let us know you're coming and we'll ensure that the table is big enough. Full details on the website, just wait for the scroller at the top of the page to bring up the entry. So that's lunch next Sunday. You'll not only have great company and some yummy food, but you'll also be able to crow about how many contacts you made with your call using the AX prefix, and you can tick off week 17 of the Ham Challenge. If you have any questions about what I've just let you know, it's all on the website at ddrci.org.au. Info on the club nets is at the bottom of the homepage, and there's a heap of other really useful information on other pages. Just check it out if you haven't looked for a few years. And if you can't find an answer, drop us a line via secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll clarify it for you. Our Club Net follows the Sunday morning edition of Q News, and that's on VK4 RDD, starting from 1000 AEST. Okay, I hope all that was helpful. I'm John, VK4 JPM, 73s from the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4 WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.